It will indeed hear Jack Phillips' lawsuit challenging Colorado anti-discrimination laws. Phillips says that artisans cannot be compelled to produce work celebrating an event that violates the artist's religion. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. Tonight, our guest is a hypnotist and that specializes in past life regressions. And I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my sidekick, Sean.
Holy reincarnation, Batman.
So, you think you had a past life, Sean?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Well, is it something that you've entertained before?
I can't say I really have, but I mean, I wouldn't be too surprised to find that out. I imagine it would be something terribly mundane. You know, I imagine it would just, you know, be making pots out of clay or something. And I'm just...
Well, I've actually thought about this exactly, and that, you know, a lot of the time people talk about their past lives and they're just all, I was Cleopatra and I was Napoleon and this, that, and the other. But you would think statistically, chances are your name was Harold and you made pots. You know?
Right. I would be anticipating a lot of, you know, hunting deer.
Right.
With sharp sticks and not having language.
That's right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's definitely another one of my questions that I'm curious to find out about, and that is, when you have past lives, were they all human? Yeah. You know, and were they all, you know, because there's kind of two things that I think of when I think of past lives. And one is the sort of past lives, like I was Napoleon, I was
right.
Cleopatra, like we were discussing. And then it also kind of ties into reincarnation. I want
right.
to say,
if you talk about Buddhism or Hinduism, you're getting animals in the mix there too. Certainly.
Well, I want to say, other than Christianity, every Middle Eastern religion believes in reincarnation, I think.
I mean, I don't know if I would classify Buddhism as Middle Eastern exactly.
So. I didn't. You did.
Okay. I'm just.
But you know, I'm just saying that there are a lot of religions that.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
That believe in that. And so I wonder if those two things run it hand in hand, or if they're sort of entirely separate, or I think, you know, a lot of people's discussion on religion would be that everybody has some idea and nobody has it all right. And anybody who's, well, it's like our last guest, Ryan,
exactly.
About the UFO research. And he was basically saying, if anybody has straight answers for you, you should probably be a little skeptical
right.
of what they're saying. And so I think probably, you know, when it comes to understanding of the omnipotent and everything beyond our human existence, you know, I think people have good ideas, but I mm-hmm. think straight over-the-top answers, you know, like where they're I don't know, where it starts to sound like they're selling you something. But but luckily, Katie is going to answer our, some of our questions about that tonight, and she is not one of those people, or I wouldn't have had her on the show. So, I don't know. I have often thought, am I reincarnated?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to someone before the show about how I was going to do this, and I said, oh, are you going to find out that you were a cat in your past life? And I'm like, I think I might still be.
You're a cat.
Be perfectly honest.
Well, my mom used to always make fun of me and say, because I was so slow and laissez-faire about everything, that I was a turtle in a past life. So I think there was kind of a backhanded compliment in there telling me to get up and clean my room.
Maybe one of those bearded dragons.
Well, you know, I'll put in – thanks. I'll put in something, you know, I'm not very proud of about myself here too, because so that we don't just think about the one thing that our guest does tonight. She also does hypnotism.
Yeah.
And I'm a smoker. And I wish that I wasn't a smoker. And when I hear a lot about hypnotism, I hear about smoking and weight loss and the ways that this helps people. And over the years, every time I've heard it, I have to admit, over the years, I thought, this is BS. I thought, I can't believe this. My wife's grandfather smoked 4 packs a day, and he got hypnotized to quit. And I'm not going to say it didn't take some true grit and some elbow grease in there too, but he quit cold turkey after getting hypnotized. And
it's impressive.
So you know, it definitely made me
rethink. It is a real thing. I mean, yeah. There's no disputing that.
Yeah. And like every year, my family, we save up money. We take all of our change. We put it in a change jar, right? And I don't know if it's really fair to put our guest tonight in the same category as this, but when I think of hypnotism, this is one of the things I think of. And we put in all our change and we go to the fair every year. And there's always the big line of folks on the stage, and they're just all, you fall asleep and you quack like a duck and this. And I'm always looking at it going like, are any of these people plants? Are these people real? If I were in this situation, would I be quacking like a duck? Or, you know, how real is this? You know, because I'm a big fan of subliminal. I think that that's really interesting, you know, coming from a rock and roll background. You know, I always found subliminal very interesting. And in a lot of horror movies, historically, there's a lot of subliminal. Yeah. And I'm just so curious as to how powerful this stuff is. So,
well, my own experience, I'd say it's pretty powerful. You know, I doubt those people are plants. Some people are just, you know.
Well, another thing that kind of sells me on the concept of it is the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, boy.
And here's why. At one point, a game had come out, and I forget what that game was, but the flashing lights were causing people to have seizures. Sure. And so that definitely led me to believe that there is some sort of audio visual control where you really could take control of somebody. And I don't know if control is the right word, but influence.
Well, I think it's pretty I don't know that hypnotism is really an audio visual phenomenon. It's more of just a state of deep concentration,
right? But yeah, but it made me realize that control and that involvement is possible, is,
yeah.
You know, I mean, if you can cause, when I'm sitting at night and I'm stopped at a light and I see a train going by and there are car lights on the other side, I always think like,
am I going to have a seizure? Yeah. <I'm flickering.
laughs> Yeah, I get a little nervous.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. When we come back, we have our guest, Katie Redmond, hypnotist. Thank you.
Thank you. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed. Semper Fi.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Summer is hot and so is the fashions of Dandelion. Come see the latest finds designers have for you. Sun hats, cool tops, and super cute jewelry to make your outfit pop. Get cool with your own personal shopper, as all the ladies of Dandelion will help you select only the best. Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street. Unique gifts and clothing. Dandelion.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was 12.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland with our guest, Katie Redman. Katie, you know, whenever we deal with people, I often, you know, we have two types of guests when it comes to people into this stuff. We have people who are really sort of diehard researchers, you know, because we deal with, you know, stuff like UFOs and stuff. And then we have people who are service providers, which is basically what you're doing. You're
providing a service, and you're
living off of this service. This is so.
I don't know if I'd say living off of it. But
well, right,
okay.
Right.
Yes, I do accept fees.
And so how did you get involved in something that's so – I don't really like the term pseudoscience – so counterculture? How do you get connected to something like that?
Esoteric.
All right, esoteric.
I'll go with esoteric. It's interesting because the more you become involved, the more you discover that it's not so – unusual.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that if someone hasn't been focused on it, they tend to think it's unusual. And thank you for helping me with the microphone.
No problem.
I actually started out teaching elementary school. I taught third grade, and from there ended up teaching English as a second language to adults. And in the meantime, having my own personal experiences, and at some point, I was telling a friend, you know,
I've done all this traditional counseling so that I can become a healthier person and be a better parent and whatever I can think of. But on top of that, I wanted to lose my fear of a particular individual because everyone else thinks this person's not very scary. So why do I? And someone said, well, I know someone who's a, you know, regression therapist. And I thought, what the heck? I'll give it a try. So I did, and the fear went away. I mean, it was like gone, period. So, yeah. And then I could see this person the way everyone else did. Not really a scary person. So I thought that was really interesting.
So is it something that you're educated for?
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh.
I thought it was. I just,
yeah. Absolutely. I did 2 years of training, weekends where you're there the whole weekend, a great deal of studying and reading, and then the hands-on experience where you're the therapist and you also receive therapy. So that you can have a number of experiences and understand it.
Right. So this is, you know, I've always, how do I put this? I'm not entirely sure if hypnotism is coming from a spiritual side or from a scientific side. Is this something that anybody can learn to do?
I would say anyone can learn to do it, but generally the people who are interested are already counselors or psychologists. For example, there's the famous Brian Weiss that most people know about, the physician who wrote, well, he's written several books about his experiences assisting clients in past life regression. And I think he had kind of stumbled onto it, and then there are, you know, doctors and psychologists who've written their books on the subject and their research, some of which I'm expected to read to be able to do this in the first place. I would say some people come to it through the spiritual. I actually came to it because there's a side of me that's real practical. And it's like, okay, if this works, great. And I needed something that would work, and it worked. And so I was off and running. But I, you know, I think a lot of people tend to have a more spiritual bent.
Yeah, I felt that too. But then when I see people advertising, like, to help you quit smoking or lose weight, they definitely don't seem to be coming from a spiritual angle. They seem to be coming from a pragmatic angle, like you're saying.
Right. That, yeah, the clinical hypnosis is more practical.
So is past life regression really an extension of hypnotism? Is, because, you know, when I really think of the two, I think of hypnotism as being pretty scientific, and past life regression is as going fairly outside of that. But now that I think about it, I guess I've never seen anything having to do with past life regression that didn't involve hypnotism first. So it makes a, you know, so do you, well, here's the question. Do you get pushback from other hypnotists when you say that you do past life regression, maybe people who are a little more traditional, or is this something that hypnotists on the whole sort of feel strongly about?
No, I don't get any pushback. Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking about all the people I know and their opinions or thoughts or their philosophy. No, I don't think so. You know, probably one thing I should do is just tell you something that tends to surprise people. But we have different brainwave states. So right now we're, you know, being all left-brained and more logical. And so we're in beta, but there's beta, alpha, theta, delta. When you're in deep sleep, that's delta. But when you're at beta and alpha, we go in and out of that during the day all the time. So, you know, sometimes people will come out of hypnosis and say, but I heard everything you said. And it's like, yeah, because a very light trance state is very effective. So, you know, people don't realize that if they're really involved in reading a book and they're totally absorbed in it, or something like gardening, something that really appeals to you if you like to paint or draw. And, you know, one of those ways you know is you suddenly realize you're really not sure what time it is or how much time has gone by. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, okay, well, you've basically been in an alpha brainwave state instead of beta.
So alpha would be more like the extreme focus, where beta would be sort of dealing with, you know, life and multiple issues around you?
Yes. Yes. That and sounds
so,
good.
So theta.
And thus redefining
it for you. So with delta, you're basically sleeping.
Yes.
And so theta is somewhere in between beta and delta. Is that what you're gunning for as a hypnotist, maybe?
What I'm gunning for is alpha.
Really. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just alpha.
Well, that is the
just
opposite
that relaxed
direction that I was
state.
Thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just a little, you know, more relaxed than beta, than where we are now. I mean, you two may get so involved in doing your show, you've kind of dropped down into alpha after a while, too. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can.
Yeah, I'm usually in a state of trance when I'm on the show. Just like, wow, UFOs, that sounds good.
I personally have a very hard time getting into alpha as a person, you know.
Have you ever driven someplace, most likely someplace that you go every day, like home, and you get there and you think, oh, I wasn't paying attention. I'm really not sure. I hope I didn't run any stop signs. I doubt you ran any stop signs. You just were in a more alpha brainwave state.
Well, then let me change my statement. I do not have a hard time getting into alpha at all. I guess what I was trying to say is I have a hard time focusing and getting into something that I'm working on to the point where I'm tuning the rest of the world out. Uh-huh. But as far as like accidentally tuning the rest of the world out, I think I might be a prime hypnotism candidate then. Because I am there. Seeing how we're covering them, we covered them all. What's theta? Is that sort of the something in between wakefulness and sleep? Something sort of like, or is that a stage of sleep maybe?
It's a stage of sleep.
I see.
Like yeah. Early sleep or something like that.
Right.
Sorry?
Like early sleep or something along those lines. I would
alpha can be like early sleep. You feel very relaxed. But theta, right. It's when you're in delta, it's that just, you know, REM, deep sleep where you may not even be dreaming at all. Mm-hmm. Just. Yeah.
And do hypnotists have some way of measuring this?
There are, you know, that's one thing you learn when you're trained. There are a number of cues that people give that they've relaxed besides just the physical, you know, that someone looks like they're relaxing and letting the chair support them. Kind of thing, you know, your breathing can get deeper. There can be a number of things that happen. Some people giggle a little bit at first. Just, and you get to know people. You get to know how they are and what their responses are. And, you know, if someone like furrows their brow, they're probably thinking and analyzing, and we don't want to be there. We spend so much time thinking and analyzing, and we have so much more we can do with our brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I definitely agree with that. You are listening to Radio Wasteland with our guest, Katie Redmond. We will be back in a few minutes.
Favorite. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Do you have a pool? Consider replacing your current pool pump with an ENERGY STAR-rated variable-speed pool pump and potentially save hundreds of dollars per year. Also, operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. reduces demand on the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
I was a highwayman along the coast roads.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Katie Redman. We're talking about hypnotism and past life regression. Earlier, Katie, I asked you, can anybody do this? Now, my other question,
no.
Can anybody be hypnotized?
Yes.
But they have to be open to it.
They have to be open to it. The idea that I or any other hypnotist could make someone do something they don't want to do, mm-hmm. No, it doesn't work that way. So when people get up on stage, on some level, they've chosen to participate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can understand why people will say, well, I can't be hypnotized because I wouldn't get up in a stage show. It's like, well, obviously you didn't want to.
Right. So they are a willing participant in some regard.
Uh-huh, yes. And so, as you were saying earlier, in some way you would have to want to stop smoking. Mm-hmm. If you really don't want to stop smoking, then we can't collaborate because you don't want to stop smoking.
And is that one of the things that you help people with?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yes, I've helped people stop smoking.
I assume that it's one of the common things that people come in wanting help with.
People tend to think hypnosis is either smoking or weight loss, but there's, you know, if you bite your nails, if you have trouble taking tests, if you want to improve your sports performance, if you have trouble sleeping.
Can we do all those in one session?
Yeah.
Because I bite my nails as well. So
spend 20 hours in hypnosis and you're this charismatic ubermensch when you're done. Just good at everything.
So let me hit the hard questions. These are the hard ones that are out there.
Lightning round.
Yeah, totally. Has everybody had past lives?
I can't answer that.
Have you ever come across somebody who didn't? Like you're, oh, whoa, this is the first time he's been here.
No.
No.
No, I never have. I'm sure it's possible.
Right.
I'm sure it's very possible.
Well, I would assume that it was possible just off of population growth.
Yeah.
You know, that there would have to be more lives and more. But I guess is – so this will bring me to my other question. In our past lives – was everybody a human, or could you have been something else in a past life, like a reincarnation? Does past lives and reincarnation, do those go hand in hand? Or?
Well, I think in India they do. And
well, yeah.
As you were saying earlier, you know, different religions, different parts of the world, people have different belief systems. So your belief system has a great deal to do with your experiences now. Mm-hmm. In this lifetime, and if you choose to do a past life regression, there's everyone is so unique that when you do want to ask a general question, I really have to stop and think, can I generalize about this? Because ultimately, I'm here to help someone improve this life. I'm here to help someone who, let's say they have nightmares or something. Well, let's get that released so you can move forward and have a better life, you know, do some healing. So if someone just came to me and said, I want to know if I was Cleopatra or something, it's like, well, sure, I'll work with you, but it's not my focus.
Right. And that makes sense in answering my question now. So if in my past life I was a dog, dogs have natural lives and therefore don't necessarily have the same sorts of human emotion traumas that might be associated with your past lives. And so as a regressionist, when you're dealing with people, you're dealing with these human traumas. And so it probably would never even come up if they were a grasshopper. Why would you know? Because there wasn't a lot of grasshopper trauma back then. I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I think that it makes sense, you know.
And you could consider, let's see, why would a soul want to experience being a dog? You know, one way I look at it is, you know, if this were an amusement park, if it was supposed to be fun, maybe a long time ago, it was all supposed to be fun. And you could say, well, now I want to go on this ride. And next lifetime, I want to go on this ride. So it's kind of like, yeah, this time I'll do this, and next time I'm going to be that. Because I can tell you that your soul really doesn't care whether you were the Queen of England or starving in Africa. Mm-hmm. Your soul, spirit, whatever word you want to use, and again, this is coming from the idea that there are past lives, thinks more like, oh, let's have that experience. Oh, let's have this experience this time. Oh, next time, let's. So there's that. And so it seems to me it's very possible that someone would consider, oh, maybe I'll be a dog.
Right.
Why not? You know, if you aren't placing any value judgment on one thing being better than another.
Absolutely.
It's all experience.
Right.
But I don't know. I know a couple of people who have had an experience where it was more like their soul wanted to be a primate for the experience, but then move out of it, but they got stuck there somehow. And again, if people ask me more questions like, why did they get stuck there? How did they get stuck there? My focus is on, what does this person need from this experience for healing in their life?
Right.
What is really the point that we're doing this? So I don't always ask a lot of questions like that.
Yeah.
I let them have their experience till we get to where they need to be. I'm probably talking too much, but there was something
it is
about
talk radio. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we'll allow it.
Okay. Well, there was this experience of being stuck and not really being able to move away from being not human,
right,
being a primate, until that primate died. And that really wasn't the original idea in the first place. They just wanted to move in, their energy, experience, oh, this is what this would be like. Interesting. And it didn't quite work out the way they wanted it, but they were fine. So, you know, that's one experience I'm familiar with.
Right, right. Yeah, I realize that I'm asking the questions that are the one-offs because, you know, I guess – are there people – so I understand that what you're doing is you're trying to help people. I get that. Are there people out there, scientists out there, who are truly digging, trying to find out why?
Oh, yes.
On a much deeper scientific level.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There's definitely the researchers. I think Ian Stevenson just – passed away. I'm trying to remember the name of his book, but it's all his studies on the cases he had, regression cases. Let's see. Then there's the boy, James Leninger, something, you know, that's, and the book is called Soul Survivor. And, you know, that's different. That's a father doing research to find out about what his child is experiencing.
And what did that research entail?
They couldn't figure out why the child was having nightmares, and it was always the same nightmare, so you've got this pattern going, and he felt like it was real, and so his father wanted to prove to him, look, these are just nightmares. So in the book, it lays out how what happened is the more the father tried to prove that, look, this couldn't have happened to you, the more the child would bring up details and information nobody could possibly know. They went to see the family, the surviving members of the family, and the only thing that happened was 4 years later, his father ended up, as a devout Christian, embracing reincarnation as part of his belief system because there it was.
Right. You know, there's as a guy who does these shows on you know, alternative sciences and mysteries and the unexplained, you know, one of the sort of biblical conspiracies is that reincarnation was removed from
and
the Bible.
I have heard that, yes.
Yeah. And earlier in the show, I was saying that it was the one Middle Eastern religion that didn't have it. And that's part of this belief system that as to why it was removed. And the argument was to control the masses, that if they felt that they had multiple chances, they were less apt to follow the rules. And them believing that they only had one chance was more apt to keep them in line.
I'm trying to remember from all the reading I've done, because I haven't read about that for a while. But, right, there were the Gnostics that broke off. So I'm not – that could very well have been part of it. It's trying to control. But – I can't respond.
And audience out there, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm just posing the question, you know.
Yeah.
Don't call me up with your hate. All right. Actually, you can call me up with your hate. 530-605-4567 if you really want to. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. We'll be right back.
Am I? Who am I? Was it all planned in advance, or was I just born by chance in July? Who are
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, heard Monday through Friday on AM 1460 KCNR and always streaming live in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Tuesday, we get an update from the folks at Haven Humane with a focus on the hot weather and the dangers posed to our furry friends and how you can protect your pets. We will also take your calls and comments on matters ranging from city to county to state to federal and even worldwide. If it matters to you, it matters to us. KCNR Free Fire Radio. If you miss a day, you miss a lot.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now. Now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the River. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the River.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We're here with our guest, Katie Redmond, and we're talking about past life regression and hypnotism. All right, I got a question for you.
Okay.
How would I know if the problem that I'm having is not just a typical problem, but if it is something that is associated with my past life? Is there something that a person like me, without going to somebody, would maybe start to suspect that that's where the problem is coming from? We covered nightmares in the last one, but is there anything else?
Well, if we use that example, his nightmares were a recurring pattern. There was a great deal of emotion. You have a recurring pattern that isn't going away. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're someone who has tried everything to get rid of a particular problem that is chronic, it just doesn't seem to go away, doesn't seem to change, isn't mitigated, you know, that's very possible. Mm-hmm. That's very possible. And that's often why I see people is there's something that they can't seem to shift.
Right.
And so it's usually a problem. I mean, people rarely come because it's like, yay, I have this chronic problem with happiness or something. But,
right. Yeah.
You know, it's, but,
so a lot of the people who are coming to you are not are people who have a problem that have maybe exhausted most of their other avenues.
Right. And it can be difficulty with certain relationships, finding yourself in the same kind of relationships over and over again that aren't working out. Problems with anger. Problems with a behavior pattern you don't want anymore, but you can't seem to shake it. Usually some pattern of difficulty. addiction. Addiction is often, you know, pretty deep. If something's a bad habit, that's one thing. But when it becomes an addiction, you kind of think, huh, maybe. Chronic illness. It's like your soul finds these creative ways to get your attention, you know. And there's, you know, the life lessons, patience, anger, kindness, different tolerance, different things that, you know, people have to work on.
Right. I realize this is probably one of those big answer questions that, that you know, might not have an answer, but why? The question has to be out there as to why would we live multiple lives? I guess the...
If they aren't fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they can be fun. It's... And again, like you said, I can't give you a pat answer because in different belief systems and different research different people have done, they've come up with different philosophies or different explanations. So, you know, in some it's kind of the idea that you're, I'm trying to remember, there's a book, it's basically a kid's book, but it's The Little Soul and the Sun, and the idea is the two little souls are talking. What's anger? I don't know. Well, let's go to this planet Earth, and you can do something that makes me be angry, and then I will know what that feels like. And it's like, yeah, let's do that. So, you know, that's one way some people look at it.
Right.
So it really
depends. We have a, maybe that we have a spiritual existence and that that life compared to our spiritual existence is the equivalent of going to 8 hours of work. And it seems like a long time to us, but to our spiritual existence, maybe it's just a going on a ride.
A blip.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. And for some people, there's the idea of karma and a karmic wheel. I think kind of what makes me sad is that often people are afraid to have the experience because they're sure they have a problem because they were just horrible in a past life. And it's almost never like that. It's always something where, let's say you're a part of a culture and the culture has certain ways of doing things and certain beliefs and you're caught up in that whole structure. And so there you are making the best choices you can make, and you're not happy with them because they aren't great choices, but that's what that culture's doing.
Right.
So there you are.
Yeah, I've definitely thought about that a lot. You know,
yeah, that kind of thing.
Right. You know, historically speaking is, you know, we talk about like, oh, well, I would never do that and so on and so forth. And historically at the time, you know, the one I use a lot is basically – 1968 and racism, you know, like people will like come down on Columbus and be all, well, he was a racist. And I'm all, well, you know, everybody was back then. So if we're going to hate everybody, I mean, we're pretty much hating everybody at the time because
they were
scared little people compared to the ideas that we carry today.
Right. You know, you've got someone in a very specific situation and they're just trying to figure out, just doing their best.
So that I think that's the case even outside of past life regression where your trauma a lot of the time is not necessarily what happened to you, but how you processed it due to the relevancy in your life. You know, you can take one person and that person can be have an incredibly critical parent who's coming down on them all the time and they can harness that into success while somebody else is crippled by it throughout their lives.
Right.
And so this, you're saying, might be the same case with past lives as well.
Right. And if someone had a past life with that parent where the situation was, well, let's just say worse in some way, somehow, their processing of it was that it was worse, then their reaction to the parent, you know, the other children can be like, "What? Why are you so upset?" And that person can be really upset and they can't really explain it except that there it is, you know, and if you believe in past lives, that's carried over. And maybe that parent is the parent because they really want to do better by that person. Oops, this didn't work out very well. Let's shift it. Yeah. So this time I'm going to be your parent. And they're a great parent, except that if they lose their temper, the person gets really upset.
Right.
Whereas, like you said, the other kids are like, what? Why are you so upset?
Right.
So that's a possibility.
Have you noticed that maybe personality traits travel throughout their, like, does a soul have a personality? And so, like, their different existences are similar in some way because of their personality?
You know, you might want to read Michael Newton. He has his book on, well, several books, Journey of Souls, Life Between Lives. So again, there you have a therapist who's doing his research and also does Life Between Lives work with people. And so I would say, yeah, there are a lot of people who would answer yes to that.
I see. Right.
You know, not so, necessarily everybody, but yeah, a lot of people would.
Right. So when it comes to hypnotism and past life regression and helping people, what is your track record, but what do you think the industry's track record is? Do you feel that it helps most people who walk into it willingly trying it, or do you feel that it helps half of them, or?
You know, I just, maybe there's negative feedback out there I haven't heard.
Well, I'm sure there is. There always negative feedback.
In general, people can be not able to relax enough. Mm-hmm. They can't allow mm-hmm. themselves to just relax.
Right.
And get out of their left brain. And you know, the imagination is kind of the door to this. And let themselves have that. And then they can go away being disappointed because they didn't have the experience.
Does it take a couple of tries? Like if somebody comes in, does it sometimes take two or three sessions before you can get that rapport going?
And that is what is so fascinating to me is I can't answer that because, oh my gosh, people come in that I'm sure they're going to need to do a number of tries. Nope. Mm-hmm. Bang, they're right there. And someone else that I think, oh, this is going to be easy for them. Nope.
So it can take a couple of tries. You never know until you get in there.
And I usually send people who've never done any kind of hypnosis home with just a CD of a general relaxation with my voice. So they just get accustomed to the idea that, look, it's just, you're just relaxing.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that's where we begin.
Well, we're coming up on the end of the show here.
Already?
How can people?
Wow.
Yeah, well, okay. You know. Time flies when you're talking about hypnotism on the radio. how can people find out more about you that are interested?
Well, I'm here in Reading, but I do have a website, mm-hmm. redmondhypnotherapy.com, mm-hmm. and I have a phone number.
Okay.
It's still 707-694-2952. Mm-hmm. And were you going to speak to this?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to read it well enough, but you have an upcoming event.
I do. Sorry.
It's Saturday, July 15th, from 2 to 4, Conscious Living Yoga Studios on Tama Street. And yes. What is that going to be covering?
That is going to be group hypnosis. Oh. So sometimes people find it easier to begin if they take a class with a group of friends and... Just and then again, it wouldn't be going to a problem someone has specifically. It would be more taking the group to a time when everybody was happy.
I see. More like a relaxation, let it go, and get introduced to the idea.
Yeah, and that way I can address the whole group in general, but they'll each be having their own experience.
Okay. Well, if you're interested in trying that out, why don't you give us the website again so that people can...
RedmondHypnotherapy.com.
Redmond Hypnotherapy.
I
and also, I found that if you type in Katie Redmond,
well,
you're
okay,
find
Katie
it.
Redmond. Yeah.
If you search for Katie Redmond, yeah. You'll find it. All right. You've been listening to Radio
thank
Wasteland. Thank you.
community talk radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The White House says President Trump is honored by the unanimous Supreme Court ruling allowing most of his travel ban to be enforced pending a hearing on its merits. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
The government's reviewing the decision and determining how to proceed going forward.
The ban affects travel from six predominantly Muslim countries. The administration terms it an important tool to protect our nation's homeland. The Supreme Court says churches have the same rights as other charitable groups to seek state money for new playground surfaces and other non-religious needs. Trinity Lutheran Church, Columbia, Missouri, had sought a